The UN chief began his wide-ranging press conference by addressing the crisis in South Sudan, which has left tens of thousands dead since forces loyal to the president and his former deputy began fighting in late 2013. Mr. Guterres said that moves to fully implement the UN-brokered peace agreement of 2015 relied on both national dialogue and a major international effort involving the UN, the African Union, and the regional trade bloc known as IGAD.
I hope that the conditions are now created for the three organizations, all the neighbors, to work together with the same objective, to speak with the same voice, and to try to create the conditions to avoid what could be a dramatic evolution of the situation on the ground with massacres that anybody can foresee possible, and to put on track a peace process aiming at giving a future of hope for the South Sudanese.
He said that during the AU summit, he'd been given assurances by President Salva Kiir that the government would cooperate with a 4,000-strong regional protection force that's due to help cement peace around the capital, Juba. He said neighbouring Kenya would also be playing a full part in establishing what he called an enhanced platform of cooperation to end ethnic and political conflict in South Sudan, as well as ease the humanitarian crisis. Matthew Wells, United Nations.